Let's bring in Ren LeVar, NHL insider, and Tavia Sports. Ren, maybe thank you for joining us. Maybe I'm oversimplifying it a bit. I mean, I don't think you can necessarily put it all on one guy. But I mean, if I'm, you know, just taking a very quick glance at this series, looking at the numbers, looking at some of those shots, and I understand shots going off sticks, shots going off your teammates. There's nothing you can do about that. I get all that. But man, he's not the same Pekka Rinne we've seen before.
No, not at all. And you know what? You look at the numbers versus the Pittsburgh Penguins in his career. He never won a game. Yes, he won one, but he didn't start that game.
Mm-hmm.
So that says it all for me. The first goal that he allowed last night was on a power play. You're going to tell me to Jake Guentzel, but that's not supposed to go in.
Yes,
it makes no sense. So I think that's thriving right now, the Pittsburgh Penguins. They know that they have a goaltender in front of them that's not, you know, 100. He's not sharp. He's not there mentally. He's not. I'm pretty sure he's trying everything to prepare for those games. But, you know, and personally, I have to go back to the World Cup. And you're going to say, why are we talking here about the World Cup? Well, I don't know if you remember, but the worst goaltender of the World Cup for Team Finland was Pekka Rinne.
Mm-hmm.
He was awful, exactly like he is right now. And there, for me, you can take the tape of those games that he played at the World Cup and watch those games. You're going to say, oh, my God, it's exactly the same thing. And it's exactly that. He's mentally... he's not there. You feel like the Pittsburgh Penguins, they have his number. But the other thing is, and I know you talked about it a little, the fact that they're taking so many penalties. And at one point during the game last night, that's what I said. I said, I don't understand the way they play. It, for me, it makes no sense at all. When you know that you have in front of you the Pittsburgh Penguins, we're not talking here about the Carolina Hurricanes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Kessel, Malkin, Crosby. Obviously, we need to talk about Jake Guentzel now. Those guys, when they're shooting the puck, you, with all their talent, you need to be ready. You need to be focused. You need to make sure that they won't have the puck on their stick. That's what they did in a good part of game one. But, you know, penalties caused them, I feel, game one. And last night, I mean, it's again a combo of Pekka Rinne not playing well and all those penalties that they took. And it's undisciplined across. Sometimes I'm saying to myself, you know what? A player took that penalty to save a goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good penalty. But how many they took in their offensive zone last night? I mean, I don't understand the way they play. If it's the way they were playing, or maybe the way the Ducks were playing versus them in their third round, I don't have any problem with that. But a lot of GMs in the league are telling me this. When the game starts and you see the referee raising his hand for a cross check on the back, you know that it's going to be a long night and they're going to call everything. So stay disciplined. If you see that they don't call anything, you can take, you know, some liberties on the ice if they're not calling anything. But last night, quickly, they decide to, send a message to both teams that we're not going to allow cross-check in the back and stuff like that. But I think that the Predators didn't get the memo. Mm. I mean, they had a 5-on-3, remember, for 2 minutes. After less than 1 minute, somebody took a penalty in the offensive zone again. Come on. There's no chance. You're not going to win one game if you're playing like that versus the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Do you think going back home, I mean, obviously it's going to have a positive effect on the team. You go back home, you're in front of your own crowd. But, you know, it's funny. It's not as if Pittsburgh's used home ice to absolutely dominate Nashville in this series. This is the thing. Like, I don't look at those two losses in Pittsburgh as being necessarily the result of home ice. Just
no
bad goaltending. And I, you know, that can travel as far as I know. The Pekka-Renne that gets off the charter flight last night is the same Pekka-Renne that got on after losing 4-1.
I'm totally with you. Obviously, the first period Saturday night will be crazy. Okay, we all know that it will be noisy. I'm not convinced that the Pittsburgh Penguins will, ever felt, the passion of the Predators fans before this way. So maybe that will be just a little wake-up call in the first period that they will need. They'll talk about it, that's for sure. But it's going to be noisy. But at the end of the day, I don't think they mind at all, because they're just going to try to be like I used to say, party poopers. You know, they're going to try to make sure that the crowd will be shut down maybe after 20 minutes. And the best way to do that is quite simple: throw pucks at Pekka-Rinne, and you never know what's going to happen. They know it now, and that's, I think, a problem for Peter Laviolette. I mean, at one point, what are you going to do? If Pekka-Rinne can't save those pucks, do you have to make a switch? Do you need to start another goaltender? What's going to happen? Obviously, it's 100% sure that Pekka-Rinne will be in net Saturday night to start that game. But if it turns the same way, I'm not sure he's going to start Monday's game. I don't think that Peter Laviolette will be patient enough to let his goaltender, hang around like that in net when he's not capable to help his team win.
This really is a career-defining moment. It's kind of harsh to say in a guy who's been around for such a long time and played so well, but this is a career-defining moment for Pekka-Rinne. If he plays poorly in this game and the Penguins go on to lose the series, or he gets replaced, that's going to be awfully hard to live down.
It's going to be awful. But you know what? Sometimes, and let's be honest here, we've said it before, he's a great goaltender, and sometimes it's a question of matchups.
Yep.
So the matchup for him is not a good one. It's obvious that the Predators would have liked to face the Ottawa Senators instead of the Pittsburgh Penguins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would have been a totally different playoff series. I'm pretty sure that it wouldn't be 2-0 for Ottawa this time. But that being said, for the Pittsburgh Penguins, do you think that they're happier to face the Predators or the Ducks? I'm pretty sure that they're really happy to face the Predators because they have Pekka-Rinne's number, because that team finished 16 in the league this season. The Tampa Bay Lightning, they have more points than the Predators, and the Predators are here today in the final. Sometimes, Jeff, I think we are looking at teams like that, exactly like the Predators, and we're saying, you know what, they're a good team, they're great. Well, if they're that good, how come they finished 16?
Yep.
You know? And I think that right now we have kind of a reality check. They were with Ottawa, the Cinderella teams in their conference. But at the end of the day, when you're looking at the Pittsburgh Penguins, it's time, I think, to give that team a lot of credit and to say, wow, look at the teams that they beat in the last year and a half. It's unbelievable the way that team is playing since March, I'll say, or February to 2016, or I should say, yeah, 2016. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to see that team play. I think that now we need to focus a little bit more on the Pittsburgh Penguins, how great they are. And the thing is, and this is a lot, this is crazy to have a conversation like that today. But when I'm chit-chatting, this is off-record discussions, and those discussions occur not even in the final, but in the third round, with some of the Pittsburgh Penguins players, and they, like I said, they weren't even sure that they're going to be to the final at that time when I had those discussions. But they were saying, you know what, Renaud, think about next year, think how good we're going to be still next season. I think we're in front of something special. We're looking at something special right now. We don't talk about it, but I feel like this team, the Pittsburgh Penguins, in the next minimum 2-3 years, they can win Stanley Cups if they stay healthy. You're going to say they're not as healthy as they wanted right now, but at the end of the day, think about it. Sidney Crosby is playing. Malkin is playing. Phil Kessel is playing. I mean, when those guys are playing, they're really tough to beat.
You've got a goaltender that you can rely. You've got two goaltenders you can rely on if you want. You know, Chris Letang hopefully comes back, and the other guy, Ren. And you're going to have to tell me how the hell a guy from Nebraska ends up winning the Conn Smythe Trophy, because I don't think any of us ever thought that would be the case, but that could happen. You don't notice that he's one of those players you don't notice on the ice all the time. And I think Evgeny Malkin said it after the game. You know, you don't see him. But when you do see him, he's scoring a goal. And then he goes away for a while and you don't see him. And then the next time you see him, he's in front of the net and he's got a great chance. He's almost like that. You know what? He reminds me a little bit. He's not the same type of player. But I covered Brett Hull when Brett Hull came up.
Yeah.
And Brett Hull was a guy who would kind of disappear and then, boom, he'd have two goals.
It's exactly that, and I think you're right on. I mean, it's the type of player that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
He's not big, but I had to do an interview with him after the game, and I mean, I don't know how many times he said it's crazy. It's totally crazy. Just the fact that now he has five winning goals in the playoffs, he's the first rookie ever to do that in the NHL, in the playoffs. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, that's why you need to give a lot of credit. And yes, we have to give a lot of credit to Jake Gunzel, who's just amazing, okay? But when I talked to Jim Rutherford, the Penguins GM, he said to me one thing. He said, look at Mark Richey. Mark Richey is our guy in our organization that's responsible of making sure that those players that are in the minors or even at the college level where he was playing to talk to these guys to make sure that they're going to be pros, how to prepare, what's our system, what do we like to do. So he said every time we're calling up a player from Wilkes-Barre, that player is never lost on the ice. He's always – he knows his role. He knows what to do. And he's helping us. And it's true. Look at, you know, the Penguins last year when Connor Sheary arrived. You know, he was a force in those playoffs last year. Brian Ross, the same thing. Those guys, they didn't start the season with the Pittsburgh Penguins last year. They came from Wilkes-Barre. So Jake Gunzel, it's exactly the same thing. Those players, nobody talks about them. We don't even know. They remember that they were drafted. And the first thing that you see is players that are really responsible, that are, you know, team-oriented first, and they're scoring big goals. And that's why I think that in an organization, it's really important to have people who played the game, who knows exactly what to do. But when we're talking about Mark Richey, I don't know if one day he's going to be naming the Hall of Fame, but he's, in my mind, he's an Hall of Famer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those kids, they know that the guy in front of them is an Hall of Famer or close to be, or a great player, guy who won everywhere. So that's the reality. I think that's really important for teams to have players like Mark Richey to help those kids to grow and be effective. And in a lot of teams, Jeff, I'm telling you, in a lot of teams, players' development is not really good.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the difference between being really good and being average. Obviously, they have, I'm going to repeat myself, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Phil Kessel. But at the end of the day, it's not only those three players. You need more.
No, and you know, you make a good point, because if you look at a team like the Chicago Blackhawks, I mean, one of the keys to the Blackhawks' success is that every year they find, and you need this when you're in a salary cap league, because you're going to be paying big money to your guys. Every year you find somebody who comes in who doesn't make a lot of money and contributes. Now, they do it a little differently. You know, Pittsburgh obviously just brings somebody up from within the system, just as Tampa did that one year. You know, basically, Tampa brought everybody up with their head coach. You know, they had some experience winning in the American Hockey League. And, I mean, that's what the Leafs are trying to do with the Marlies. Just have guys so that when you bring them up, they can contribute. They can maybe play in your third line if you're lucky. And, boy, those guys, you know what, Ren? They save your salary cap. They just save your ass in a salary cap league. Because next year, you know, if you got Jake Gensel next year or the Penguins, I mean, you're laughing. You're saving a lot of money on a guy who's going to score a lot of goals for you, probably.
Hey, think about it, okay? Let's think about the depth of that team offensively, okay, when you have players that are healthy scratch and players who were big last year in the playoffs. And, I mean, for me, it's amazing to see that, you know, first of all, those players are coming from everywhere, honestly, from every league, in junior league or college. But you have a guy like Carl Hagelin, okay, who was a beast last year in the playoffs. And you're telling right now, Carl Hagelin, you're not going to play tonight. You're not going to start the Stanley Cup final like it happened last two games ago. And obviously, Carl Hagelin is not happy about it, but he's not going to, you know, he's not going to go in the media and say something wrong at all, because it's not him. He's an unbelievable teammate. But think about it. Carl Hagelin is a healthy scratch.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it says it all.
So if you are Nashville and you're going, you know, you're going home, you've got the game Saturday, as you said, the place is going to be unbelievably loud. It's going to be rocking. Aside from, and I think Peter Laviolette has to go with Pekka-Rinne. I mean, he just does.
Yeah.
Is there any other lineup changes you can see him making? Or, Ren, does he just have to look at this and say, I mean, everybody else kind of did what we needed them to do?
Well, you know what? I mean, I understand their lineup, but it's not a good lineup. Like Cody McLeod. I love Cody McLeod. But last night what he did, first of all, he ran to Matt Murray.
Mm-hmm.
There was no call on the ice at that time, but it was obvious for everybody that, you know, his decision was made to run into the Pittsburgh goaltender. So the first thing he did after, the referees obviously knows it, and the first thing he did after, they raised their hand and they scored on his penalty. So that's not smart at all to play the way Cody is playing right now. And like I said, I really like him, but I feel like right now they need firepower, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you need to make a change. You need to make sure that maybe you're going to bring talent, more talent on that team. So one guy, and I know he's not going to be the savior, and I know people, I'm pretty sure that are listening right now, are going to raise their high, but P.A. Paranto is a guy that's, you know, he played three games so far in the playoffs. He's a skilled player. He's not a savior, but at the end of the day, you need goals. And if I'm Peter Laviolette, even if I don't like P.A. Paranto or I don't care what he thinks about him, at the end of the day, you need to change your lineup. You need to, I think, beat fire with fire, okay? Because as of right now, it's not working. And Cody McLeod is not the type of guy who's going to score you goals. Maybe he's going to put your team in trouble like it happened last night. So make that kind of change. Maybe it's a small switch that they need. Maybe it's going to send a message to the rest of the team that, you know what, guys, we need to stay disciplined. Anyway, none of the Pittsburgh Penguins player is going to try to run the goaltender or to hurt you. I mean, Evgeny Malkin fight last night. So if Evgeny Malkin needs to drop the gloves, you know, it's not going to hurt. That's for sure. So that's the change I will make. I understand the way they're playing. They're playing like they're still facing a Western Conference team. This is no Western Conference team. This is pure talent. You need to, you know, like I said, make sure that you'll have more talent on the ice to score more goals. And it's going to send a message, I think, to the rest of the team that that's what we need. We need to just make a little tweak, stay disciplined, shoot the puck more, and, you know, score goals. At the end of the day, that's what they need.